Good morning, everyone. Well, this month, as we all know, we've been dealing with our failures. How do we deal with them? Today, I want to talk about how do we rise from our failures. Talking about rising from our failures, there's a story that really impacted my heart and my life. And that is the story of Jesus, who in the book of Gospel of John, chapter 5, you'll find a story about Jesus going to a place called Jerusalem, and then like where there's a particular place called the Pool of Bethesda, where there were so many people who were lame and then like who were blind. But there was a particular person out there who was lying there for the last 38 years. And so what happened was that he goes and says, "Do you want to be made well?" And this man begins to explain what really happened to him. Well, many times, we are also like the man who is there for the last 38 years, failures after failures after failures, and not owning our failure. And we all blame people, give excuses, maybe sometimes blame our parents, blame our institute, blame our political leaders, but actually it is us. And Jesus directly confronts him. And Jesus does not even listen to his excuses. And Jesus says, "Rise up, pick up your mat and walk." And the interesting part is, Jesus doesn't even pray for him. He gets instantly healed. And the principle behind this is very much applicable even today in our lives. I want to share with you about my life story as well. You know what? In the year 2008, I was traveling from a place called Vijayawada, which is in Andhra Pradesh, to Trivandrum to lead worship in my church in Trivandrum. And as I was going down, the Lord spoke to me very clearly, "You'll be starting a church." And so I just received that, and then I just went. And in the year 2010, my spiritual pastor and my leader, he released me to start a church here in Nagaland. So I came back and I was really thinking about starting the church. And then the years all goes by, the year goes by, but nothing seems to be happening. And then when I went down to Kerala, every year, my spiritual father and my team and my friends will say, "Hey, how's your church going?" And I all the time give excuses. And then my spiritual leader would every year pray for me and pray for me, send me, start a church. And he says one day, "So how's your church going? And what are you planning to do with the church?" And I just give excuse. And in the middle of my excuses, while I was giving, he didn't pray for me. He didn't do anything. He didn't encourage me as well. He said, "Grow." I came up and I started the church. It was a very low profile church, but I started. And that's where I am pastoring the church now for the last 7 years. The thing that I want to share is the reason why I could not start the church all those 8 years was not because the devil was after me. No, it was me. I had this fear that nobody would listen to me or nobody would love to listen to my sermon. Another excuse that I had was that I didn't have a team. But what Jesus was trying to tell me was that start anyhow. Start from where you are. Many times we look at people and say, just like the way God has used you, just like the way you started your ministry, your business or your relationship, whatever it is, I also want that to happen in my life. And this is where everything goes wrong. And therefore, we are all unique. God has made us very unique, every one of us unique. Even our thumbprints are all unique, are different. What I would like to say is that go back to the Word of God and find yourself, find you. What does God say about you? Like the way the Bible says, "Greater is He that is in me than that is in the world." When you see yourself greater for what God has made you, I believe you can taste, you can experience success. And therefore, with this short story of mine and with the Bible scripture, I would like to encourage all of you out there. How do you live your life? Or are you going to live a life that is always excuses? Or are you going to live a life that is taking ownership, taking responsibility, and choosing to walk away? Very interesting part is that the day that Jesus healed this man was a Sabbath day. And today happens to be a Sabbath day. You know what? Sometimes, if you go to your own respective churches today, who knows? You might hear a breakthrough. who will tell you, rise up, pick up your mat, and walk. So I'd like to encourage you, go to church. You never know, this might be your day.